Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Stormont Executive sets out a five-stage plan for easing coronavirus restrictions north of the border. The government is expected to get further advice on the wearing of face coverings by Friday. The Social Democrats say there is little evidence to show that Ireland can start to reopen safely from next week. The global death toll from COVID-19 rises above 286,000. And we'll hear from the Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District. Members of the council had an online meeting this afternoon, their first discussions since the coronavirus crisis began. And later in the bulletin, at around 5:15, Oisin is here with the sports news. But we begin with that five-point plan set out by the Stormont Executive today for the easing of coronavirus restrictions north of the border. The first phase would allow groups of up to six people to meet outside, with the Executive saying it will consider three key criteria: the most up-to-date scientific evidence, the ability of the health service to cope, and the wider impact on health, society and the economy. With more, here's Stephen Murphy.
This roadmap follows the Republic's approach of setting out a five-stage plan for lifting lockdown. There are clear differences, though. Here, stage one allows groups of up to four people to meet outside. It'll be up to six in the north. First Minister Arlene Foster says this is just a plan and things could change.
It provides an indication which people can use in looking ahead, in anticipating how the next weeks and months might evolve.
The SDLP's Colin McGrath thinks there should have been a timetable included.
I think it would have been useful to have included timescales in this document with the proviso that those could be changed.
Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill says they don't want to give people false hope.
People want light at the end of the tunnel. We don't want to build up expectation and then you have to move, because all of this is dependent on our rate being at a lower level.
Well, the Social Democrats say there is little evidence to show that Ireland can start to reopen safely from next week. It comes as the new Dáil Committee on COVID-19 met today for the first time. Among the members, Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
Behind closed doors in the Dáil Chamber this afternoon, the new Committee on COVID-19 has been planning its programme of work over the coming weeks. Earlier, Independent TD for Clare, Michael McNamara, was elected as the chair of the new committee, beating out Sinn Féin's David Colnan to the job. It's understood they've provisionally agreed to hold two meetings next week. The first would see Chief Medical Officer Tony Houlihan, HSE boss Paul Reid and the Department of Health Secretary General Jim Breslin called in to answer questions on testing and tracing, as well as the plans to reopen the country. The second session is likely to cover the area of construction. Meanwhile, one of the committee members, Social Democrats co-leader Roisin Shorthall, has said there's little evidence to support the plans to reopen the country from next week. She's described the test and tracing facilities as inadequate, says there's a lack of control at airports, and said that there's a serious health risk in reopening construction sites. Deputy Shorthall warned if the restrictions are lifted as planned, there's a risk of a spike in new cases and community transmission.
Well, the government is expected to get further advice on the wearing of face coverings by Friday. It's likely people will be told they should wear masks outdoors as the restrictions ease, but they won't be mandatory. Health Minister Simon Harris says people will be advised rather than told what they should do.
There's kind of mixed scientific views on whether face masks are effective or not outside of the health setting, but it is going to be an element of our plan going forward, and I think we'll have more guidance on that later today.
Well, the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin says he's in favour of using face coverings outdoors.
I have a sister-in-law in Singapore. Now, Singapore isn't the answer to everything, but she's been screaming at me metaphorically over the phone, why aren't you guys wearing masks? And they have a different system there. They're far more transparent, for example, in where the clusters emerge. From the outset, they have had no issue in saying there's a cluster over there in that district, and everybody goes along with it. There's considerable compliance.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has risen above 286,000, with 4.2 million confirmed cases. It comes as authorities in Wuhan, where the outbreak originated, announced they're to test all 11 million citizens after fresh cases emerged this week. With more, here's Shane Beattie.
In the US, 1.3 million cases have been confirmed and the death toll stands at over 80,000. A key member of the White House's coronavirus task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is testifying before Senate, telling them when the US risks needless suffering and death by opening up too quickly. The UK's COVID-19 death toll has risen above 38,000, the worst in Europe. The job retention scheme there is being extended until October, with workers continuing to get 80% of their wages. South Korean authorities are using mobile phone data and credit card statements to find people who've been at nightclubs after a surge in new infections. A single customer has been linked with 85 cases. In Wuhan in China, all 11 million residents are being tested to stop a second wave after six new cases were reported this week. Here, 1,467 people have died, while there have been over 23,000 confirmed cases.
Latest figures from the HSE show the number of COVID-19 cases on site at Letterkenny University Hospital has halved over the course of a week. Last night at 8 o'clock, there were 10 confirmed COVID cases at the hospital. That was down 20 on the previous Monday. Letterkenny has the third highest rate of suspected cases in a hospital in the country at 18, but that's down from last Monday's figure of 28. Currently, no patients are being treated for COVID-19 in the intensive care unit there. Members of Inishowen Municipal District met online this afternoon to discuss a number of issues and brief officials on what they want to see prioritised in the coming weeks. Because the meeting was digital, it could make no formal decisions and members could not propose or second formal motions. However, Cathaoirleach Martin McDermott says a number of important topics were raised and he believes it was a worthwhile venture.
The councillors were putting their points across that we feel that we must do what we can in relation to tourism, in relation to trying to get as much done locally and push the types of projects like Malin Head and those that we feel that over the next period of time will not be maybe as many people heading away out foreign and travel and things like that. The people will be staying around home and we're going to try and push the peninsula as much as we can. Environment played a big part today. As you know, there's a lot of illegal dumping going on at the minute in hills and along roadways along the countryside, and it's something that's come up, and I know on the Greg Q show and through the news channels yourselves over the last period of time. We're trying to put as many points across to the council as we can today to get things moving on and try to get back to some type of normality.
In terms of yourselves at MD level and indeed the full council at county level as well, you'd be getting ready for AGMs in June and July. Has there been any progress in determining what's going to happen in terms of AGMs and when we'll actually get to see statutory meetings held physically with social distancing at which actual decisions can be made and actual resolutions can be passed?
Yeah, well, that's something we discussed today too, Donal, and we're hoping that in June, when the AGMs happen here in the peninsula, I'm sure it will happen in every other area as well, that we will be able to have a facility that will be big enough to hold both the councillor staff and the media, and that we will be able to go ahead with our AGMs come the end of June. Prior to that, we would have to have a meeting of the council again with a quorum that can pass that resolution. That pass a resolution that would allow us not to have the meetings in the chamber here in Carndonagh, but to have it in an outside venue. And that's something that we do intend to do early June.
And that was Councillor Martin McDermott, the Cathaoirleach of Inishowen Municipal District. They had that virtual meeting this afternoon. Nurses are being celebrated today. It's International Nurses Day, the anniversary of the birth of Florence Nightingale. With a special report, here's Laura Donnelly.
This year, the annual celebration takes on more meaning than ever before. Our frontline workers have been celebrated recently with regular clapping events to thank them for their work during the crisis. And today, President Michael D. Higgins says it's a privilege to recognise the contribution that the 67,000 nurses and midwives in Ireland have made to our society. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation is highlighting the shortage of nurses in the sector. General Secretary Philney Hay says it's an ongoing problem heightened by the crisis.
We've been highlighting the shortage of nursing before the pandemic, so obviously that's going to worsen. Clearly, we have a huge reliance in Ireland on overseas nurses. We're very reliant on nurses, particularly from India and the Philippines, to keep our services going. And we're worried that we have to now make plans because that workforce will not be available to us.
The President adds that today we honour the contribution of the nursing profession and the women and men who continue to risk their lives and their security to support us.
A number of police officers were treated for minor injuries when a car hit two different police vehicles during a chase in Derry last night. The incidents happened on the Skeg Road shortly after 10:15. Earlier, the car had crossed the border in Donegal. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
The PSNI says just before 9 o'clock last night, it was reported that a silver Audi was travelling along the Skeg Road towards the Colmore Road area, driving in a dangerous and erratic manner. The vehicle was then seen travelling along the racecourse road before crossing the border. Shortly after 10:15, the car was detected travelling along the Colmore Road and police signalled for the vehicle to stop, but it failed to do so. A pursuit took place during which the car struck two police vehicles, causing minor damage, one at the Skeg Road roundabout, the other as the vehicle turned off towards Glen Abbey. The car travelled along the Skeg Road and then came to a stop on a grass area of Bracken Park. One man is believed to have made off on foot towards the Gallia Park area. In total, four officers were treated for minor injuries following the incident. Police are appealing for information.
A potential new site has been identified for the Three School campus in Buncrana, with a local councillor and ETB member saying the plan is still very much alive. At a virtual meeting last evening, ETB members were told that Department of Education officials are examining the site and assessing its technical suitability. An announcement could be made in a matter of weeks, members were told. Councillor Ina Donaghy is welcoming the progress.
The chief executive was able to tell us that a letter had arrived from the department last Friday. It more or less said that there was a lot of work had been carried out and they were looking at options available in Buncrana for a three school campus, and that they're still working through the process with Donegal County Council. They said they were currently assessing the technical suitability. So they are looking at a potential site. This, they said, is at an advanced stage, and it's hoping that the department will be in a position to advise us further in coming weeks.
And in terms of ownership, how close will the ETB and the council be in terms of securing the site, or is it in public ownership already?
No, it's privately owned at the minute, and they are working through all of that. And obviously I'm limited in what I can say at the moment, but I do know that the department are doing their best in the background and a lot of work is going on. I can confirm that.
A lot of people in Buncrana are going to say, we've been here before, we've heard this before, and confidence in the process, one suspects, is going to be quite low. You're saying you're confident. Did you get the sense that this is different than things would have been a year, 2 years, 3 years ago? Because we thought we were here 6 years ago.
We did. And you know, we all worked very hard to try and progress it. And then at the very, very end, then it kind of fell at Beecher's Brook. But I hope that the same thing won't happen this time. But I would be cautiously optimistic. I do know, as I say, that the department are working very hard on this site, and this is the one option on the table at the minute.
Well, it's approaching 5:15. We go to the sports desk and say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with football, and plans for the return of Premier League action next month has had another snag. The Mayor of London believes it's too early to contemplate matches taking place in the English capital. Premier League bosses are working towards a plan to finish the current season, with a restart date no earlier than the 12th of June. Mayor Sadiq Khan is concerned about putting any unnecessary burden on the health service in the UK and only wants to see matches take place in London if it is safe to do so. Manchester City forward Raheem Sterling has admitted he has reservations about the return of the Premier League. He has revealed a member of his family has died because of COVID-19.
The moment we do go back, it just needs to make sure it's at a moment where it's not just for footballing reasons, it's safe. I don't know how that's going to work, but I feel like once that side of the people's safety and the player's safety is secured and their well-being is being looked after, I think that's the right time to go back in.
Up in Scotland, attempts to force an independent investigation into the Scottish Professional Football League have failed. The resolution, which was initially proposed by Rangers, drew only 13 of the 32 votes needed to pass. The Ibrox club, along with Hearts and Stranraer, forced a general meeting after the way the SPFL came to a decision to end the season in all divisions below the Premiership. The Football Association of Ireland has expressed their condolences to Republic of Ireland international Shane Duffy and his family following the passing of his father Brian. Originally from Ardodonnell in Letterkenny, Brian passed away at his home in Derry yesterday. Brian was a dedicated supporter of the Ireland team, who travelled all over the world to watch Shane play and always mixed in with Irish fans. Shane described his father as his hero and idol. Northern Ireland's government have published a five-step plan for gradually emerging from its lockdown, and it appears unlikely that football, Gaelic and rugby will happen in the coming weeks. The plan says close physical contact sport should only resume in the fifth and final stage of the process. No timescales have been given for any of the stages, but stage five is likely to be several months away. Stage two provides for sports teams resuming training on a non-contact basis. Stage 3 allows bigger groups to be involved in training sessions. Stage 4 will allow a resumption of non-close contact competitive sport behind closed doors or with limitations on the number of spectators. And the final stage will see the resumption of close physical contact sport, which spectators would be able to attend on a limited basis with social distancing measures remaining in place. Well, as part of phase one of lifting the lockdown measures here in the Republic, golf will be one of the first sports to return. If you live within a 5 kilometre radius, you'll have the chance to return to the fairways next week. Tee times are for members only, which will have to be booked in advance, and it will be for casual golf only. There will be no competitions. Daryl Lyons is manager at Port Salon Golf Club.
And thankfully we're getting going again as we're coming into the season. You know, a lot of people will only be getting out to golf clubs at this time of year, kind of Easter time. So we've lost a couple of weeks, definitely. But I'd be hopeful that the members will support the golf clubs right across the county and indeed the country. We all want to try and get back to some bit of normality. Obviously, the new normal is going to be very different. And golf is very important to an awful lot of people. And you know, I know health is absolutely first and foremost, and it's really important to us and our staff that we do everything we can to protect everybody visiting the golf course. But it is important to allow little things to reopen and people to get back to some bit of normality. And the opening of the golf course is very welcome.
And you can hear more from Dara Lyons and indeed General Manager at Ballyliffin, John Farn, available in a golf special, which is available to listen back to now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Both Dara and John were on the 9 till noon show speaking to Greg Hughes earlier today. In rugby, Jordy Murphy and Will Addison have committed their futures to Ulster for the next 2 years. The pair are among an extended squad of 41 named for next season. Ulster also strengthened their squad for the next campaign with two new signings. Ex-Leinster out half Ian Madigan has joined the Northern Province along with former All Black Albie Mathewson, who returns to Ireland after a previous spell with Munster. Both have signed one-year deals. In motorsport, former Formula One driver Martin Brundle isn't surprised that Sebastian Vettel is leaving Ferrari at the end of the current season. News emerged today that contract talks between the German former world champion and the Italian team have broken down. Brundle believes that the emergence of Charles Leclerc at Ferrari means it was only a matter of time before the two parted ways. And in athletics, the Diamond League has announced a shortened season, which will begin in Monaco on August 14th. 11 meets are planned inside a two-month window, including two in China. The traditional Zurich and London meetings have both been cancelled. That's it from the sports desk for today here on Highland. We'll be back with more as usual tomorrow morning, Donal.
Thank you, Washing. Irish Water says domestic supplies may have to be curtailed if people don't conserve water. A major conservation appeal has been launched today with increased demand from households putting pressure on supplies. Irish Water says domestic usage has increased by 20% from February, and while this is partially offset by the fact that many businesses are temporarily closed, supplies remain under pressure. Irish Water say they're closely monitoring the raw water sources for Pettigal, Letterkenny, Letchermeck Award and Lough Morne, which are depleting because of a lack of rainfall. If conservation appeals don't work, today's statement warns, they may have to go a step further by introducing nighttime restrictions to allow treated water storage reservoir levels recover overnight. Kevin Love is an Irish Water spokesperson for Donegal. He says when businesses reopen, the pressure on the system will increase further.
With the dry period that we are seeing, there would be increased activity in domestic homes, power washing patios, gardens, cleaning properties and so on. So that increased demand is having an impact. As soon as we see the restrictions lifted with regard to the COVID-19 crisis, we are expecting increase in demand. As businesses return, they are going to have to flush out their systems, you know, the way we'll possibly need for deep cleaning And at this time, we are asking our customers just to conserve water as much as possible in the household, so we have water available for those returns to business and that we continue to meet the demands of our domestic customers. We are monitoring a number of sources in Donegal, particularly from a water scarcity or a drought perspective. We are looking, I suppose, what we can do operationally to maintain supply for our customers. It may be operational measures such as pumping and, cleaning of some of our channels or improve the flow of path of water into our sources. But at the moment, our sources are okay. We're not in any major conditions yet, but we are closely monitoring it. And if the dry period continues, we may potentially be looking at nighttime restrictions or pressure reduction to minimise the impact on customers.
And it was Kevin Love. Garthy in Letterkenny are seeking information about two fires in the town, one in the Bernard McGlinchey Town Park on Saturday night last, the other behind a pub in Old Town in the early hours of last Thursday morning. CCTV footage is being examined in relation to both incidents. Earlier today on the 9 till noon shows, Garthy Grainne Doherty outlined what happened.
This happened at the Bernard McGlinchey Town Park, just here in Letterkenny Town. That was on Saturday night past the 9th of May. So it happened between 9:30 p.m. and 9:45 p.m. So a short enough time period there. Gardaí had actually observed the smoke from the fire. They attended the scene and they discovered that a large wooden play frame, kind of a climbing frame with a slide attached, was ablaze. It was totally destroyed. I mean, it was burnt to the ground, this climbing frame. An investigation's underway. All available CCTV will be sought and viewed in relation to this. Our appeal is to anybody that was in the town park area, even between 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. You know, if they observed anybody, and possibly the people named may have been there for exercise reasons or for this or that, you know, but we'd like to speak to anybody that was in the park between those times, really, to speak to them to see, did they witness anybody, any groups of people, any people on their own that might have seemed a bit untoward, just that they could let us know in Letterkenny.
Another fire in Letterkenny at Old Town. Is the working theory that this was deliberately started?
This happened at the rear of a licensed premises at Old Town in Letterkenny. This happened Thursday morning past the early hours, the 7th of May. It happened in around 4:40 a.m. So we have captured this incident on CCTV. Okay. A lot of rubbish was there surrounding a gas tank at the rear of this premises, and it was set alight deliberately. So a male can be seen on the CCTV footage. He is wearing light-coloured tracksuit bottoms, is wearing dark trainers with a white sole and a dark-coloured jacket or hoodie. Now, the hood was up, and he's also wearing black gloves.
And that was Garthy Grainne Doherty on the Community Garthy slot on today's 9 till noon show. You can watch that on our Facebook feed, Highland Radio News and Sport on Facebook, or indeed you can listen back to the podcast of the 9 till noon show on our webpage and also on other podcast provider services as well. Garthy say that over the course of the past week, they have used special powers to enforce COVID-19 restrictions 53 times. The restrictions have now been used 192 times by the force since coming into effect last month. That includes arrests and incidences in which the names and addresses of people were taken before deciding if charges would be brought. Garthy say they're still seeing a high level of compliance with restrictions at checkpoints and other locations. Since April 8th, there have been 64 incidents in which members of the Gardaí were coughed or spat at. The number of homes available to rent nationwide on May 1st was up by 40% compared to the same date last year. A Daft.ie report published today also notes that rents in April fell by 2.1% compared with March. The biggest fall was in Dublin. In Donegal, rents averaged €658 during the last quarter. That's down 0.6% on the previous quarter, but up 2% on the same period last year. Roland Lyons, the author of the report, says the effects of the pandemic could, however, lead to a further shortage of rental properties in the future.
With construction sites closed, and when they reopen, they'll be under capacity. There'll be significantly fewer of the 35,000 or so rental apartments that were due to be built. Those would have brought some relief to the rental market. No new rental homes built really over the last 10 years. So the longer the COVID economic crisis goes on, the more that this may actually bring about higher rents in due course in the medium to long term.
Weather forecasts, it'll be largely dry tonight with clear spells, some isolated showers, cold with temperatures dropping between -1 and +3 degrees Celsius, leading to grass frost in places. Tomorrow will start cool and cloudy with isolated showers, becoming dry and mostly sunny by afternoon. A moderate easterly breeze tomorrow will keep temperatures down to around 9 to 12 degrees Celsius. Main stories in brief, the Stormont executive has set out a 5-stage plan for easing coronavirus restrictions in Northern Ireland. Full details available on our website, highlandradio.com. The Social Democrats say there is little evidence to show that Ireland can start to reopen safely from next week. The government is expected to get future and further advice on the wearing of face coverings on Friday, but the Health Minister is stressing they will not be mandatory. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 12th of May. The death has occurred in Gateshead, England, of Susan Campbell, formerly of Corenna, Cullion Road, Letterkenny. Funeral in Gateshead on Monday next will be private, in accordance with government restrictions. The death has occurred of John Shovlin, Killybegs. Due to HSC and government guidelines, wake and funeral in Killybegs tomorrow will be private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Cathal Diver, Ballymacool Terrace, Letterkenny, and formerly of England. In compliance with government and HSC guidelines, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, please. Cathal's funeral mass can be viewed at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on the St Eunan's Cathedral Letterkenny streaming service. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. And the death has occurred of John Doherty, Derry Real, Falkara. In compliance with current HSC and government guidelines, the funeral will be strictly private to immediate family only, please. Funeral mass in St Finian's Church, Falkara, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, can be viewed live via the Falkara Parish Facebook page. All inquiries to Sweeney Funeral Directors.